Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Basketball. 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 Basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. Basketball. Basketball. Boom. I put it in the hoop like slam.
Slam.
Heard a crowd screaming out jam.
Jam.
I swear I be telling you the facts, cause that's how I beat Shaq. So the tournament obviously starts today.
It does?
Yeah. Were you guys, did you guys play basketball at all growing up?
I did 1 year.
Yeah. I did through middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah. I did through middle school too. Yeah. And then I played like church league in high school, but I was like, I was bad. I was bad at basketball.
Yeah. I think I topped out in eighth grade. It's when in middle school, I don't know if you guys had this, they had the A team and the B team.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of kids try out. Some kids did get cut.
I got cut from my middle school basketball tryouts.
So I made B team seventh grade. Eighth grade, made B team again, but had a great first game. Got bumped up to A team.
Whoa, look at you.
Was riding the bench, and somebody was talking to me behind the bench, one of our fans.
Fans.
Turned around, I didn't hear the coach called me in. Never got to play on the
No,
A-team.
You missed your shot.
I got Wally pipped.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Yep. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. I actually, one game, scored all the
Melissa,
points for my team.
Melissa. Jeez.
What?
I saw that face you made. Blow your opportunity,
yeah.
Okay?
Why don't you watch film?
That's not what you said.
That is a good, you only get one shot. It's an Eminem lyric. It's a song.
It's literally a song.
Melissa, you pervert.
You dog.
You pervert.
Hey, dog,
you. That's the way you said it. Don't blame me.
Don't blame you.
It was your delivery.
I delivered it like Eminem sings it. So, okay. All right.
But I did score all the points for one of my, for my team one game. All 8 points.
Wow, look at you.
They got to do the lunchtime announcements, and it said B team lost 24-8. All 8 points scored by Kyle Milnemo.
Okay.
Wow, you scored, wow, the whole
team. Going down in history.
Yeah.
Later that year, I was caught stealing in the lunch line. I went down the wrong path.
You got, did you get kicked off the team?
No, that was after the season.
Oh, okay.
Did it get kicked?
Did you hold up a sheet of paper that had the number 8 on it, like Wilt Chamberlain, when he scored the 100?
It was the one game my brother could make that my mom couldn't, so my brother was there. And I still remember there was like a, you know, because you only run one play in middle school basketball.
Yeah.
We ran the one play, and I got the ball, and I shot it. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see my brother stand up because he was like, oh, my God, he's going to get all 10. And it rimmed out.
Oh.
And then I didn't play in the fourth quarter. We were going to lose. So I was just kind of actively cheering for no one on my team to score. Because that's cool.
That is cool. Lose. That is cool. Not many people can claim that.
Okay.
Melissa,
yes.
Your 1 year of basketball.
Mm. I have photos of that, too.
So there is proof. There is visual proof.
I've got pictures
I was going to say.
Wait, no, maybe I don't.
Oh, no, here it comes.
There we go.
Because like, I know I have pictures of volleyball. I don't know if I have basketball.
This is like sure the guy who's like, yeah, I've got photos of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But actually, I don't know where I put them.
I don't know. But I did play 1 year. I was also on the B team. It kind of let me down that I didn't make the A team. So I don't know. It didn't make me feel good. Mm. But
did you play the whole season or did you quit?
No, I played the whole season.
Okay.
Oh, I never quit.
Okay.
But I wanted to by the end of the season, but for different reasons, because when basketball practice was over, my lovely, sweet coach, great man, Mr. Cheney, who was also a history teacher.
He also the vice president of the United
yeah,
States?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he went on to become
a teacher,
running mates with George W.
Yep. Nice. And so he went back to do his own thing in the boys' locker room. I was doing some stuff. I ended up somehow cutting my finger on something in the bathroom, like the locker.
Oh.
And everybody was gone, and I could hear one person. I knew it was him that was in the boys' locker room. So I'm literally yelling at the outside, you know, because I was bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mr. Cheney! Mr. Cheney!
Sir!
Mr. Cheney! Like, I was yelling loud, and I'm like, geez, what the heck? I know he's in there. I can hear him, you know? He's whistling.
Yeah. Classic Mr. Cheney.
Yeah.
Mr. Vice President!
I take a couple steps in, and I'm like, and I go just barely into the locker room,
no.
And I'm like, Mr. Cheney!
No.
He comes walking around the corner.
No.
What?
Completely nude.
No, 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 no.
100% nude.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You saw his Dick Cheney?
Folks?
I did.
My goodness, Mel.
Yeah, and I had him for a history teacher, what? So I had to face him again after that.
Oh, that's so awkward. That is so.
And he was
my coach. In the March Madness bracket of most awkward things to ever happen in life, I'm having that picked in my Final Four, if not the championship game. Seeing a teacher in the buff.
Yep. It was terrible, but I at the time thought it was hysterical, so I told every single person that I knew.
Oh my goodness! That, first of all, that is you to a T.
I know.
If you saw like one of us naked here at work or something, you would go. That would be your first move. You would tell everyone
would
in
tell
the
everybody.
Office.
Yeah. I would tell everybody. And so he got word that I was telling it in a funny way. He had a great, great sense of humor.
Oh, is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah, folks, exactly folks. Right. Yeah.
It was a big sense of humor.
So he got me back.
It was a sense of humor, you know. His sense of humor probably satisfies his wife.
Yeah, some people would call it an average sense
of
humor.
Mrs. Cheney is fine with the sense of humor that
nobody's
has.
Measuring the sense of humor. It's not about the size of the sense of humor.
No. It's about the jokes.
It's about the delivery of the jokes. Yeah, right. Yeah,
for sure.
The quality of sense of humor is very important. I will say this.
Was
but
that
he
the first
got
sense
back.
Of humor that you saw?
Yes. It was the very first time I've ever dealt with somebody.
Because you grew up with all sisters.
With a great sense of humor.
Okay.
But
he's saying
tried.
Great.
So he came back. He got me back in a funny way. He found it hysterical that I had told everybody that I saw him completely naked.
Oh, no, wait.
So he went on to tell the rest of his classes
that he saw you naked?
No, that I walked in on him in the when he was in the locker room, and he told everybody, this is where I learned my lesson. He told everybody that I said, oh my gosh. And I covered my face, but I kept two of my fingers open so that I could peek through it. I was like, Mr. Cheney.
Yeah, Mr. Cheney.
I'm like, you can't say that. Oh no, he just thought that was hysterical.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Cheney would be a red dot on a Google map these days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Times have changed.
Cheney changed. Yeah. That is a wild. Wild story.
So
is that why you quit basketball?
No, wait. Well, she didn't know which ball to play with.
Okay.
Folks.
Whoa.
Well, you're taking it really low.
Because there's two balls.
Yeah, two balls and
oh
a sense of humor. That's what we call a three-pointer.
Oh, so we're going off the rails here this week,
we are.
Huh?
We should probably put it like an NC-17 rating on this.
Do you have any questions as to what I saw?
No.
Ooh, yes. Was his sense of humor circumcised?
Wow.
Nope.
Kyle's like, I can't.
Okay. I guess I won't answer it.
Thank you.
Just nod.
You're welcome.
Just nod. Okay, so yes.
And you know what?
It was, we got into that, Melissa. Light. Melissa just motioned with her hands. It was a large sense of humor.
It was scary.
Large sense of humor.
Whoa,
scary?
Stop.
Okay.
Scary.
Children listen to this.
Do they?
Do they?
They should be.
I don't know if anyone listens
to
this,
honestly. Well,
we'll
just put X-rated on this, not for children.
Yeah.
This that is makes children want to listen to
this
it.
This is an NC-17 podcast. So if you're under the age of 17, you're breaking the law right now.
Yep.
And we will send someone to your house. Whoop, whoop. Man.
I can't.
Does anyone else have any crazy basketball stories that can even come close to that one? I was terrible at basketball, so I don't have many stories. My wife famously in our family, historically, her first basketball game ever dropped 14 points. A 14 spot.
Wow.
Her first game ever.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Never scored again.
Oh,
really?
What happened?
I don't know. And it was also like one of those things where, look, my wife likes sports, and I think she could have been athletic, but she just did not, you know, put all of her energy into sports.
Mm.
She, her dad would pay her a quarter per dribble just to get her to
go for it,
dribble the basketball.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she would just, you know, either catch it and pass or not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like,
really,
Meredith, you gotta dribble. And her dad's big basketball player. Her dad's athletic, very into sports.
Oh.
Avid listener of this podcast, so you got to think that he's probably really athletic and intelligent.
and but, also has a great sense of humor in the right way.
Yeah, an actual sense
because
of humor.
He stuck around.
Actual
that wasn't
sense
what
humor.
We were saying.
Trust me, I have not
the
seen,
real sense of humor.
Yes. Geez. Now, how did we get to talking about that? So that was basically the beginning and the end of my wife's basketball career. But that game, that 14-point game talked about.
To this day, right?
It
went
iconic,
down in history.
Iconic, right.
Yeah.
Just like the way you talk about Mr. Cheney is the way they talk about Meredith's 14-point game.
I mean, you said she never scored again, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's wrong because she scored you, buddy.
Thank you. Oh. Look at that. Talk about a game winner.
Okay.
Half court shot. What?
Game winner was better than half court shot.
Full court shot.
Full court miracle.
Thank you. Can we talk about Air Bud for a second
while we're on the things of basketball? It's a Disney Channel original movie about how a janitor helped a group of Jewish kids win their city league.
Oh.
What was the Disney Channel original movie with the twins?
Double Teamed.
Double Teamed.
Not a great name nowadays.
Not a great name.
You're right.
This is an NC-17
podcast. This is pretty messed up.
It was the twin girls. They played basketball. And then at the end, I just remember they did this thing with their feet.
One of them just like moved their feet a lot, even though she had a bad ankle, and it somehow juked somebody.
Yeah. Ooh. And then they shoot. And my biggest pet peeve with basketball movies is in the final scene, you know, there it's always come down to the last shot. Directors will always make sure that the ball goes through the hoop before the clock strikes zero.
It should be going off as you throw it. That
means nothing. The ball doesn't have to go in the hoop before it hits zero.
Hand,
it just
has
to leave your hand. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's always a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, I don't think it gives the drama as much, right? Okay.
Keep in mind, the woman with the ball has a bad ankle, and this is the championship game.
All right.
I'll narrate it.
Okay.
Blondie, about seven seconds left. Her sister's telling her to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
She's at the top of the key, a little bit to the right. She's looking at the hoop.
The clock is winding down.
She is moving her knees up and down, not moving her pivot foot, which is smart because it could be traveling. Coach is telling her to get going because this clock is ticking.
Like, what are you doing?
Now the arms are pumping back and
forth. She's getting real into it.
Rival coach is not happy about
what's
going on.
Like an old-fashioned jig.
She's yelling.
Her sister is yelling. They're twins.
Oh.
Common mistake.
Up. Left or right.
She's still juking. Right. Keep in mind, there's like 6 seconds left.
Oh, she moves one foot. She moves to the other. She went right. Behind the back pass!
Ooh.
The twin catches it in the corner!
And she
bad
shoots.
Defense! It's up!
4, 3, 2.
See, notice the ball goes in right before the clock strikes zero.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's
so annoying.
Over! It's over!
So annoying.
Did you guys see Hoosiers?
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
I've seen it
a long time.
No, actually, I've never seen Hoosiers.
Indiana really? People, I know, of course, everybody who grew up in Indiana understands like the love of basketball in Indiana. Hoosiers, huge, obviously, movie. I think it still probably holds to this day to a certain degree. Maybe not as much as it did like 15 years
ago. No, it still holds.
Ago,
I mean, it's just a small town. I remember when I was at Illinois for after March Madness, we did the sports team for the paper did a bracket of best sports movies. And the original bracket had Space Jam winning it all. And the editor of the sports section stopped it and said, "We are sports fans, and yet we have Hoosiers, Feel the Dream, like all these classic movies, losing in the first round.
Oh.
We have to do this smart." Like, basically. And my favorite was, there was a kid. It was like basically, I think it was like something like Hoosiers versus Mighty Ducks. And they were like, "All right, Sean, you grew up in a small town." He's like, "It's Hoosiers is very representative of small town basketball. Everybody gets into it. It spoke to most of my life." Blah blah blah. Meanwhile, I walked in wearing a Mighty Ducks T-shirt. So somebody wrote the article, and they're like, "Everybody stopped and stared at Kyle, waiting for him to make the first move like Charlie Conway." And this actually happened. They're like, "Kyle, what's your defense for D2, the Mighty Ducks?" And I just paused. And I'm like, "What other film has made you hate the country Iceland as much as you hate it today for no reason?" The Mighty Ducks. One in the Lands.
Wow. Yeah. So that would be Trinidad and Tobago in that movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Cool jerseys. But speaking of Air Bud, best basketball player of all time?
What?
Worst premise for a movie ever, in the sense of the only rule that they allowed, or the entire movie is built on this concept. Said, "Hey, that dog can't play basketball." And then the referee's shuffling through the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "He's right. Ain't no rule says a dog can't play basketball." Really? Are we really doing this?
Maybe they overlooked it.
Ain't no rule that says a dog can't play basketball. Yeah. You know what? There's also no rule in the rule book that says you can't play with a machete in your hand. But you don't see Jason Voorhees suiting up at point.
No, I think there is a weapons ban. But it says nothing about dogs.
Oh, my god!
Article 17.
Yeah, Article 17. Look, it never said dogs.
It's Article NC-17.
Much like our podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.